This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour, you're back in focus here with the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer's internet's out though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. So we have Victoria Keenan and Jay Kirshner at the ready, and a thought.
Ready, ladies, for a thought?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
How about we make a law that requires all products made in China to be labeled made in China, shipped from China? And then all products made in the USA labeled as such, made in the USA. Maybe
isn't that
symbol
already?
And clearly labeled before you even buy them. That would be nice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Chinese are doing
that, things now, like there.
Yeah, there. It's very difficult to find where something is made, and American companies are doing this. You know, like Jay said, she thought she was ordering something from New York City, and nope, came from China.
Yeah.
And you know, and so this is not just a Chinese problem. This is an American company's problem too. And a lot of American companies are being hit with, hey, where is this actually made? And so now they're saying things like,
some don't want to tell you. Well,
they don't want to tell you because they'll say, well, it's made overseas. Or, you know, I saw, is it Ford or I think it was a Ford ad, proudly assembled in the U.S.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Everyone's changing the verbiage to try to, you know, cover up the fact that, you know, everything's made in China.
Yeah. So I send people to the Made in America store. I actually should probably try to get them as an advertiser here. I'm just looking at today's special on the Made in America store, and it is a Christmas puzzle made by a company called White Mountain Puzzles from Jackson, New Hampshire. And there are all kinds of different there. It's rather, this is what I'm looking at now is a guitar puzzle. But you know, a lot of people, this is really good for your brain too. Put puzzles together. Do you do that? Jigsaw puzzles or other kinds of puzzles? Do the two of you do that?
Not in the last few years, but I do like a good Sudoku.
Yeah, well, that's something that hurts my head. I don't do Sudoku. Once in a while, I'll do a puzzle, crossword puzzle, or something on the plane. But here's one. There's a ski poster that has 1,000 pieces. So how do you start organizing something?
Find the corners and the edges first. That's how you do it.
Yeah, is it
puzzles
that easy?
Became so popular when quarantine first happened.
Yeah.
Everybody was sitting around doing these 1,000, you know, piece puzzles, but I don't know if that's...
There's one for you, Jay. I Love Tennessee is a new puzzle from this company called
Do
I
you
Love...
Know, Jay?
Yeah,
I am not a fan of the weather, nor the bugs or insects and those crazy huge red wasps, so...
Here's something for me, the 1950s. I like that. Yeah.
As a puzzle?
Yeah. There are pictures of people that were important in the 50s, like Rosa Parks, Queen Elizabeth, Castro, Khrushchev, Salk, Stalin, Truman,
that's
McCarthy.
Cool.
Yeah, all these people. Willie Mays.
That's interesting.
Like, yeah. That's pretty clever.
Are you going to sit and do a puzzle? Like, if we buy you a puzzle, are you actually going to do it?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, no bother. No. But I just, you know, it's something kind of cool, made in America. Now, is Tiffany's stuff all made in America? I see they've unveiled their most expensive piece of jewelry ever. They showcased it in Dubai, revealing what they call a reimagined version of an archival piece, a necklace from the 1939 World's Fair, 80-carat Empire Diamond.
Yeah.
So how much is this? It's $22 million bucks, somebody said.
Huh? Something. You'd be surprised. The fact that this is so rare and it's a one of a kind And the thing that's kind of wild, I mean, as you would expect when you spend $22 million on an 80-carat diamond, you get your own personal jeweler that's, like, on call 24/7. And basically this is a very elaborate necklace. I've seen the pictures of it. So you can take the center stone out and wear it as a cocktail ring. So the jeweler is on call in case you get a hankering to change it up from the necklace to a ring. That jeweler will do that.
128 carats. So how do you even?
Well, this is 80 carats. The 128 carat one, that's a different diamond.
Another one.
That will never be sold. That's considered priceless from Tiffany.
Isn't that
this
the one's
80 carats?
What Elizabeth Taylor had one that cost almost this much money, right?
Her carat. I actually saw that ring in person.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh my God! It was auctioned off at Christie's about 10 years ago,
uh-huh.
And it was the whole Elizabeth Taylor collection. It was just spectacular. That was 32 carats. It was an Asher. I don't remember. It was in the millions, but it's a beautiful diamond, but it's 32 carats, and he had given that to her, and they called that. They didn't call that one the Burton diamond. That was something else that was even bigger. He really loved buying her diamonds. But that 32 carat ring, oh my God. But I don't understand how you could wear an 80 carat ring.
That's somebody cutting
your finger
off.
It's like the size of your fist. Yeah, it's the size of your fist. I don't know.
New. All right. There are a number of cities in America. This is something we're not proud of, or we ought not to be. This year have hit all-time high homicide records. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, not so much. They have had 521 killings there this year, more than Chicago. And who's paid attention to that? Imagine that, these cities. We're supposed to be a civilized country. With all of this, the murder and the other things, that it comes from having too many people, frankly, that are unmanageable. This country is too big. The world has too many people, and you can't manage all of them. So you look at these cities. Philadelphia is only like 1.5 million people. They had more homicides than the other two largest cities together, i.e. Los Angeles and New York.
Yeah.
13% more people murdered there this year than last year. How in the world do you... how does the mayor live that one down? Let's see here. On the other... I'm looking at Portland, Oregon. Wow. St. Paul, Minnesota on this list. Tucson. Toledo. Baton Rouge. Austin, Texas. Rochester, New York. Austin is growing so fast, they can't keep up with anything there.
Austin can't even handle the traffic. I have couple friends who had
really
to move
trouble.
To Austin because they work in the tech industry, and it's just, it's kind of a nightmare.
Big problem.
Yeah.
Big problem.
They love living there, but it's you can't get around.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of problems, the labor shortage problem that we have in this country is the number one driver of inflation. I guess that makes sense when you think about it. There was a testimony presented in Washington this week about the labor shortage and how it's challenging pretty much everything. Go into a restaurant, see if you can find a waiter or a waitress to take care of you. Right? And that goes across the board. Truck drivers, people who are working in service industries. And I ask the same question all the time, every time I see something like this. Well, we talk about it. Where'd they all go? They were working before COVID, so where'd they go? Where are they?
They found different jobs.
Yeah, different industries, different jobs. A lot of people took early retirement. It's a whole combination. It's not just one answer, which is, a lot of people want to... Look, we all want simple, easy answers to things. This is a complex problem. This
I
really
like
is.
I simple, easy answers.
Right,
like simple answers.
Okay. It's a complex one.
So on the other side of the labor problem, the American worker, people listening to this program right now, is about to get your biggest pay raise in the last 12 years because of this labor shortage that we're talking about. The average American worker is supposed to probably next year, the largest one-year pay bump since 2008, which is when we had all this. I hope this, let's talk about historical perspective and what people are taught or what they remember. You remember 2008 was the beginning of the biggest crash since the Depression. So people got huge pay raises, and that caused in part, not completely, but the budget crisis, the fact that in that year it was the average salary increase was 3.9%, and that's about the Conference Board of Economic Advisors says that most people will get a 3% raise. Well, that's just keeping up with inflation the way it is now. It isn't even keeping up.
That's
with
cost
inflation.
Of living. That's yeah. You know, that's yeah. Well, so, I mean, look, I have a lot of friends going through this. You know, my husband is going through this too. A lot of people are. Yeah,
a lot of raise.
Well, not where he's not where his current company is, but you know, his current company. There are several. There's a lot of people have left, and yeah. A lot of people are going to better paying jobs. And so if companies want to hang on to good employees, they're going to have to pony it up. They're just, that's just how it is. Because people can go to a different company, a rival, and get, you know, $50,000 more a year. And that's an exaggeration.
There are some industries that can do that and some industries here.
Sure.
In the radio business, same as you are and I am, and the amount, the increase that is being demanded will require one of two things, advertising rates to go up or other people to be fired so they can redistribute the amount they have to pay. Mm-hmm. Advertising rates are not going up because people won't pay for them because of the challenges of dealing with the digital realities of our world. So the rates, I'd like to get more money for my advertising here. It's a real problem because, they say, oh, I can get cheaper advertising on the Internet. Yeah, you don't get squat response for it, but it's cheaper. Sure. Help yourself. So that's what he's facing, and anybody in the broadcasting business, that's what they're facing. Speaking of the broadcasting business, the DJV downloaded a daily overview of what we have been discussing. A couple of pretty good ones here in the most recent focus in our podcast. A lot of questions about what happened on January the 6th. That thing goes on and on and on. I'm so tired of talking about that. We had a nice warm conversation about Nick Cannon, though, who had a five-month-old child that passed away. That's part of the DJV podcast. And another recent one was one of the threads through the conversation was a suggestion to marry your best friend or your biggest fan. That was a good conversation. I enjoyed that. Find all of the great conversations. They're very easy to find. You can listen to the program all day, every day, the whole show at djvshow.com. And you can find the podcast at djvshow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. So help yourself. 18 after the hour.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you miss the turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, 23 at the hour here on the Eversweet DJV program with the Eversweet Victoria Keelan and the Eversweet Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of social media, amongst many other things. The DJV social media platform, people can respond to questions. We got a lot of that sort of thing going on. We also are happy to bring you up to date on some of the cultural, the pop cultural news. Betty White will be 100 years old before you know it. And she has a new book. What do we think? She's got that. Do you see the picture? Kind of that nice dimpled smile and a gaze. This is a big coffee table book. Pretty good. Is it around for Christmas? Can you buy it now?
Yep, it's out now.
Living Legend.
It is?
Yep.
Really?
It's out now, yeah.
Huh.
It's yeah, she didn't participate in it. This is written by an author, yeah, Ray Richmond, who's been a huge fan of hers for a while. But he did interview a lot of people in her life, which was pretty cool. So you get Carol Burnett, Candace Bergen, Gavin McLeod, who actually wrote the foreword for it, but then passed away recently.
Yeah. So he says, you could make a convincing case that Betty White is the most versatile and most beloved entertainer in American history. Do we agree with that?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. The book is called Betty White, 100 Remarkable Moments in an Extraordinary Life. I'd like to have that book myself. Put it on the coffee table. Be interesting. My daughter has a coffee table book of the Obama years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Oh, I gave that to my mom. That's from Pete Souza, right? The official photographer of the White House.
Yeah.
That's a lovely book. It really is.
Yep.
He was an incredible photographer. He worked for President Reagan. He worked for President Bush. He was just unbelievable, the moments that he captured throughout multiple administrations.
I'm looking at some of the things that they highlight here. When she was on SNL, she was...
Yeah, she was 88 years old hosting SNL. That's pretty epic.
It really is. So, happy birthday to her. Check out the book. A good idea for those who are of age to remember. So, even if you're down to your age, the two of you, you'd be able to...
I'm a super fan.
Enjoy this.
I love Betty White.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of stuff. I first knew her from Golden Girls, so nothing she really did before. And then Hot in Cleveland. What was the proposal
Legal?
With
she
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
She did much stuff.
Yeah, good for her. Happy birthday. We'll remember it certainly when we get there as well, but it's a good idea for a Christmas present. All right, apparently the Brits are all up in arms because people are snorting coke in Parliament.
Yeah, Parliament's getting lit.
Yeah, they're getting lit. All right. Does this include Boris Johnson? I can see him on a sniff.
We'll find out. But authorities for British Parliament.
So what's going on? What brought this to the surface?
A newspaper reported that traces of cocaine had been found at numerous sites in Parliament. So authorities called in police, House Speaker, House of Commons Speaker Lindsay Hoyle was contacting police after the Sunday Times report, and so they're looking into it. But apparently, these traces of the drug has been found in 11 locations that are only accessible by accredited parliamentary lawmakers, staff, and journalists, including the washroom near Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying. We'll find out.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, he's a dip. Anyway, okay. So, he is. Adam Sandler says his wife and Jennifer Aniston have a nice time tag-teaming on his health. What's the matter with his health?
The friendship between Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston is like the friendship I feel like we didn't know we all needed.
Uh-huh.
But they've been friends for a long time before either of them really had jobs. They met when Jennifer Aniston was dating a pal of Adam Sandler's, and they're basically like family. So Adam Sandler's wife and Jen Aniston will often tag team for his health. Adam Sandler will show up, and Jennifer Aniston has put different health foods and shakes and green smoothies.
I mean, he doesn't look healthy. I think that's part of the problem.
Well, and he's even said that they were like, we just want you to be able to touch your toes. And he said he's still 9 inches away.
Yeah, he's gained a lot of weight, but I guess he's trying to lose it now.
Yeah. Good. This is a good time to do that. Check out what happens with Calitrin there. We'll send that info along to Adam Sandler. 28 after the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more sparkle and a lot more deals. Holiday Beauty Blitz is here to help you find everything for the beauty lover on your list. Right now, get up to 50% off deals each week from brands like CeraVe, Benefit, Urban Decay, and more. Because a lot more gift ideas means a little less shopping stress. And to make shopping even easier, you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Hurry! This event ends December 25th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6 committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee gathered Monday to advance contempt of Congress charges against former North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows. Mr. Meadows on Fox News Monday night.
Well, listen, they want to talk about the part that fits their narrative. And what we do know, and one of the things that is coming out more and more clearly each and every day is that everyone condemned what happened in terms of the breach of the security on the Capitol on January 6th. But what we also know is that President Trump wanted to make sure that the people that came, that there was a safe environment for that kind of assembly. And I've said that publicly before, the 10,000 National Guard troops, that he wanted to make sure that everything was safe and secure. And yet, the way that some of the Democrats are spinning this, trying to spin some nefarious purpose, I think at the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly. And in doing all of that, it's important, with this contempt vote that's coming up tomorrow, there's a very high probability that they will refer me for criminal contempt to DOJ, be turned over to the hands of DOJ. I can say this, that when you look at the criminal component of this, the intent, there's never been an intent on my part.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn seems to have lost her way. Somehow or other, the vagaries of all the technology, right? Isn't that what it is, ladies? Think about all the trouble you have. Victoria
it's
King
weird
is
that
here.
Like the weather affects her cable, because it's raining and in L.A., and it's every time there's rain or a lot of wind, her cable and internet goes out.
Does she have
satellite?
Her range.
Does that happen? Jay's down in Nashville. Does that happen to you down? You had
that
tornado
happened to
problems
us.
This
yeah,
week,
we had yeah. direct. Well, yeah, yeah, that was crazy.
What used to
Sunday
happen?
Night, Monday.
There was a. We had a special connection for radio, digital radio, back in the 80s and 90s. It's called ISDN, Switch 56, all kinds of different. It was digitalized, but it was very open to all kinds of problems because on the telephone poles, there are these boxes that continue the current, if you will, or the flow through what was copper cables at the time. And whenever mine would go out, there was a box across the street. So the box got full of water because there was no cover on it, and it would just stop. I mean, it's so simple, and they never fixed it. They just would suck the water out of it. They wouldn't put a new box up, and it happened over and over and over again. This is the kind of stuff that goes on in certain corporations, corporate America, that's so interested in profits over the next 6 months, and that's what the boss is supposed to be looking at. That's what the board of directors wants him to do. But when it comes to things like that, they refuse to put the telephone lines in the ground, even though it would be better for maintenance because they wouldn't be exposed to the weather, stick all of the utilities in the ground. They don't want to do that because it would be too expensive to do it. Once they get it in the ground, it would be no expense at all. But because they don't want the 6 month to 1 year cost of digging up the roads and putting all of the utility, and they can't get together. The electric company can't get together with the phone company, and they can't get together with the people that are taking care of your cable stuff. So all these things are hanging on telephone poles, but they can't get together and stick the stuff in the ground. It's just, it's kind of, it's craziness. It really is. And so we become victims to it. And I'm sure Jennifer's problem is the same as what I just described. Speaking of problems, the Chinese government says the U.S., listen to this, ladies, has committed evil crimes against Native Americans because they're trying to counter all the reports of the genocide, the Uyghurs, and whatever else is going on.
We did commit horrible, horrendous crimes against Native Americans.
That makes it all better
with
the Chinese.
But that was 400 years ago? I mean, come on.
Right.
Like, this is 2021. That's the thing. China's rebuttals are the worst ever. Like,
simplistic.
They should just get a lawyer and have them, you know, give the responses, because the stuff that China comes up with is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. Stupid stuff. We were talking about the way people are moving around, jobs are plentiful, and pay increases are it's kind of the name of the game. So I came across something that I wanted to share with you, and I wonder if you have ever experienced, well, maybe I shouldn't put it that way because I don't want to embarrass you, but did you, when you were both trying to get jobs, always tell the truth during job interviews, or did you embellish?
About what?
About
the truth about what?
About,
I mean, in radio, like, your job interview is how you sound on the air. So
yeah. But have you never done anything except be in radio?
I embellished a little bit on my acting resume once upon a time when it came to, like, other skills.
Yeah.
Like,
what'd you
and
say?
Probably an amateur
falconry, swordsman.
Yeah, like different stunts that I thought in my head, I'll never actually be asked to do this. Let's just put it on the resume.
Right.
Jennifer Lopez just told a story about that she was, when she was a fly girl on in Living Color, she was trying to get an acting job, and she booked a commercial where she had to do, like, trampoline gymnastics or something, and she's like, oh, they won't make me do it, and she said she could, and she got to the set, and then, oops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a new book called The Liar in Your Life, and it focuses on careers, leadership, things that people have said to get ahead in their careers and become management leaders. You know the old Peter principle? The guy who doesn't have what it takes keeps moving up to get him out of the job that he's in instead of just firing him? That happens.
We all know those people.
Failing upwards.
Exactly.
Education, a big place for that. A lot of administrators were terrible teachers, so instead of firing them, they give them an administrative job. The world is full of those. One of these studies finds that people would exaggerate all manner of things when going for a new job, from the responsibilities they had in previous jobs to the reasons for quitting. A lot of mistruths across the spectrum, exaggerations, complete fabrication. When I started the job, my first commercial job in radio when I was 18 years old at WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, the program director said, we need somebody to do a country and western show at night. Do you know anything about country music? Yeah, I knew everything there was. And I went home and I beefed up a little bit, and I went back the next day and said, I know all about Connie Anderson, and I know all about Bill Anderson. I went through the whole litany. I didn't know squat about, if you listen to some of the old tapes of those of those shows, I think Bob has a few of those. Anyway, I think that may have been the most exaggerated, because I just kept getting jobs in radio after that, and it didn't, as you just said, that was very sage, Victoria, or no, Jay, you said it. The resume is what you sound like on the air. It doesn't make any difference. Other than that, unless you're some kind of now the sex perverts that don't get jobs, but, other than that, you pretty much, the way you sound is what they're going to judge you on as you move ahead.
Well, I think a lot of times employers are looking at, will you fit in with the culture or the climate of our business? Will you fit in with the coworkers and the colleagues? Are you a good person? Because a lot of people believe, well, we can teach you the job. We can't teach you to be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns out people can't learn the job, and then that's why it's a revolving door.
Right, exactly. And so we have that. There's another book here that is referenced, The Psychology of Job Interviews. This book is really about trying to make a connection with the interviewer and appear more likable than maybe you are. Some people just don't. The kids today are not, they're so socially awkward. They don't know how to handle. And a lot of people are hired now. What's the name of the company that we advertise? Indeed? It's Indeed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So does anybody, you get hired off your resume, not off an interview. That's the way.
Well, no, you get the interview based on your resume. So Indeed will have your resume circuit.
Right?
Well, no. Depends on where you are in the country. I mean, it could be a phone call usually with the recruiter first, and then you'll get an interview with whether you go into an office or if it's a lot of jobs are remote jobs now. So then you'll have a Zoom call with someone, and then you go through the interview. Round one, round two, round three, whatever it takes.
Huh. All right. Well. I don't know. I'm glad I don't. I guess maybe that's one of the reasons I like working for myself.
But one of the hardest things, though, and I've seen my husband go through this, and I have a lot of friends who are going through this. It's a huge knock on the industry, and I think that recruiters need to do a better job. People, it's very disheartening when you go through several rounds of interviews and you feel like you're just nailing it and that this, the job's a perfect fit, and then they just ghost you and you never hear from them again.
Yeah,
and I have so many friends who have gone through that. My husband's been through it. It's horrible. It's very disheartening. It's, company. But then again, you kind of have to think, well, if a company treats someone that way, would you really want to work for them? Because people are really down to the nitty gritty assessing how a company treats their employees these days. And so it's not a good look.
They're choosier than they used to be. But how is this different than having your first date? Isn't this all the same sort of thing? You're trying to get a job. You're trying to get a date. You're trying to, move to second base or whatever it is.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Men tend to lie more about themselves than women do.
Absolutely. And I don't even think it's lying. I think it's just men in the business. Yeah, I wouldn't call it lying. I think men have, men can embellish their skill set with a lot more confidence than women can. Women, just by nature, maybe will downplay their skill set or not even realize that they have a skill that they should be bringing up in an interview. And men will just charge in like, yeah, I can totally do this job.
Yeah.
That's just a big difference between, and that contributes in part to the wage gap that we have. Men will go in saying, well, I need X number of dollars, for that needs to be my salary. And a woman will maybe accept an offer instead of demanding an offer.
Would be honest enough to go in and say, I really need a job when they're being interviewed. The average candidate tells 2 to 3 lies on average in the average 10 to 15 minute interview. And how could you hire somebody just talking to them over a 10 or 15 minute period?
Well, that's probably just round one.
It depends on what the job is, I guess, much as anything.
Yeah.
Else.
I mean, the interviews really Lewis has been on, it's 45 minutes to an hour for each call.
Well, and now it seems like it's not even in person for the first interview. It's on the phone, then it's a teleconference, or not teleconference, but like a Zoom meeting, and then it's like, okay, let's actually bring you in.
Yeah.
Very interesting how it all gets put together. Speaking of interesting, there's a story floating around today, actually in the LA Times, about a student from Auburn University who vanished on his way to school in his car in 1974. His name was Kyle Klingscale. He had a white Ford Pinto. He went missing in January of 1976 when he was on his way to Auburn University from his home in LaGrange, Georgia, about 45 minutes away. He disappeared, never returned to school. Parents never heard from him again. Never, and nothing. No, there was no sign of him. He just, it was like he, you know, like the aliens came down in, remember the, what was the name of that movie where the old timers.
Independence Day?
No.
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Thank you. Yeah. So anyway, they've been looking for his car off and on for 45 years. Wow. And apparently the other day, they dragged his car out of a river. And this car was in a creek. And they went down, found the car, and the remains of this guy in the car. Now, how does it happen? This was a... how does it happen that it takes that long? This is just a little creek. There aren't that many. How good was the investigation, or did they really do? That's the question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'll be here with questions for Dr. Ken in a moment or two. Also, the latest DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken focuses on the would-be or could-there-be a Christmas splurge of COVID. Ken answers that question and talks about where COVID is. And there's some information about vaping that would be interesting as well for many of you who may have tried that. All DJV Health podcasts are available at djvhealthshow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy!
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Last-minute deals are here, and Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right. With daily and weekly deals through the end of the year and unique curated gift guides, Office Depot is offering must-have supplies, time-saving services, and popular gifts for everyone left on your list. Along with just-in-time savings, Office Depot customers can enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup. Get the gifts you need faster and easier than ever. Simply place an order on OfficeDepot.com or the Office Depot mobile app, and select in-store or curbside pickup at checkout at least 1 hour before the store's closing time. Customers can find great prices both online and in-store on furniture, technology, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials for the new year ahead. Shoppers can also sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership to unlock even more great savings. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver
is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. Questions now for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the quiz master. You're the contestant, Ken. So here we go. There's a new proposal from the FDA, which marks the first step, apparently, in allowing a new category of hearing aids to be sold over the counter. No medical exam. No audiologist fits them. You just buy them and stick them in your own ear. So I guess this has been something that's been advocated for a long time. That is pushing for over-the-counter hearing aids. What would be your advice? Is this the same as in the eye care industry when you go to the Walgreens and get the cheater glasses? You don't have to go to a doctor's office to get an eye test. It's just, okay, this one works for me. I'm buying this.
Doug, I think we all need to approach hearing aids the same way we approach eyeglasses. Eyeglasses are a seeing aid. Hearing aids are a hearing aid. And you wouldn't believe how many people I take care of, doctors take care of. They wouldn't think a moment about getting glasses, but to get a hearing aid is, wow, I can't do that. They'll come into the office. They can barely hear. We're screaming, you know, people three blocks away can hear us screaming so that the patient can hear us, but they just won't get a hearing aid. It's multiple reasons, a matter of pride. You know, this clearly seems like I'm aging. But for many people, it's price. And traditional hearing aids can be very costly. Insurance doesn't cover them. And I think that this availability of these significantly lower cost hearing aids is a real advance. And for those who can't afford traditional hearing aids, which can be multiple thousands of dollars, not covered by any insurance, that this is a reasonable approach to see if these will work.
All right. So then let's take that same premise one step further, because the eye care industry offers through going, you know, basically to a drugstore. There's a big stand there. And for years, I started wearing cheater, they call them cheater glasses, with 100 power back when I was 41, 42. And now some 30 odd years later, I'm up to 300s. I've had every different, I've had probably two dozen glasses all over the house, all over my office, all over the studio, in my truck, in my car. And they seem to do the trick, although I have had, I get an eye exam every year. I've gotten prescription glasses to drive at night because I don't like not being able to see well at night. And so I wonder, but I've never gotten prescription glasses. I tried the trifocals because in my studio, I have to look at a computer screen or two or three. I have to look at material that's in front of me, to the left of me, right of me, and my eyes have to adjust quickly. And I didn't find them doing that. So every once in a while, I try a different pair of glasses.
When was the last time you tried the trifocals?
I don't even know where they are. I think they may be sitting.
If it's been more than a few years, you should try them again, because the technology in the last few years is amazingly improved. And if you haven't tried them in a while, give them again another try. You may really like them.
All right, I will. I'll try them again. But in general, advice for people on reading glasses, what do you tell people? If somebody comes into your clinic at Lake Cardiology, and even though you're not a specialist, you know as well as I do that people ask you a lot of questions about different things. So if somebody says, do I just go buy reading glasses, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them to find an optometrist who can write a prescription for your lenses. Most ophthalmologists or eye doctors don't even like to get into this. They refer you to an optometrist.
All right, so what's the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist?
An ophthalmologist is an MD who takes care of medical illnesses associated with the eyes. An optometrist is the one who writes the prescriptions for eyeglasses for near and far sightedness, and will also examine your eyes, but does it a little more focally than what a physician will do. And my ophthalmologist doesn't even write prescriptions, you know, sends you to the optometrist to get your prescription for your glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the hearing aids, by the way, going back to that, some of these devices cost $5,000, and insurance coverage is limited a lot of times. And
well, that's
so
why these new high tech
over the counter. Yeah.
These new high techs are a nice option for me.
Yeah. Right. All right, there it is. Answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen here on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.